بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم من أصبح منكم آمنا في سربه معافا في جسده عنده قوت يومه فكأنما حيزت له الدنيا رواه الترمذي وقال هذا حديث غريب. This hadith is reported on the authority of Ubaydullah ibn Muhsin radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. A Ansari Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man asbaha minkum aminan fi sirbihi. One from amongst you who wakes up in the morning with three conditions. His condition number one is, he is aminan fi sirbihi. His condition number two is, he is mu'afan fi jasadihi. And his condition number three is, indahu qutu yawmihi. The first condition is, he wakes up in the morning and his condition is that he is safe. He wakes up with safety and peace. He has no fear. He has nothing to fear. He finds himself in safety. Alhamdulillah, all of us, when we wake up in the morning, we don't fear anything. We feel safe. When we wake up in the morning, we feel safe in our homes. When we think about the day ahead, we feel safe. We don't fear anything. When we think about returning home again, we feel safe. We have nothing to fear. When we think about spending the night in our homes, nothing to fear. We feel safe. So when we wake up in the morning, we have nothing to fear. We feel safe. When we leave our homes, we don't fear anything. We feel safe. When we go to college, university, madrasa, our working environment, shopping, town center, we feel safe. We don't fear anything. Return home again in the evening, safe. Want to go out anywhere during the night, after dusk, in darkness, we feel safe. We don't fear anything. And when we go to sleep at night, we don't fear anything. So we all have this condition, Alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted this great ni'mat of safety, this great ni'mat of peace, peace within ourselves. So amn is there and itminan is there. Amn. The environment around us is peaceful. The environment around us is safe. Sometimes the environment around us is safe, but a person does not feel itminan in his heart for some reason. Despite having a very safe environment, despite having a very peaceful environment, despite the condition being such that a person should not worry about anything, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to take away this itminan of the heart, tranquility of the heart, and peace of mind, He is able to do that. There are many people who come with all sorts of thoughts. I have no sukoon. I have no peace of mind. I have no tranquility of heart. Why? Are you suffering from anything? Do you have any problem? No, I have no problem. Wife? Okay. Children? Okay. Job? Alhamdulillah. So what's bothering you? I suffer from negative thoughts regarding future. What if my child passes away? What if my wife leaves me? So amn is there, safety all around him. Khawf and fear is not there, the environment of khawf is not there. But he is experiencing khawf in his heart, he is experiencing fear in his heart due to not having itminan of the heart. And it is the itminan of the heart that is important. If the environment is full of fear, if the environment is full of fear, a person is surrounded by enemies, but in his heart there is no khawf. Tranquility of the heart is there. Peace of mind is there. And he says, لا تخف ولا تحزن. He says to his friend, لا تخف ولا تحزن. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in the cave of Thor. The environment is full of fear. Life is in danger. Life is at stake. But the heart is full of tranquility. Mind is full of peace. So the mahol is full of khawf, the environment is full of khawf, but the heart, no fear, no grief. And this person, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, whose heart is full of tranquility, whose mind is full of peace, he says to his friend Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, la takhaf, do not fear, la tahzan, do not have grief, do not grieve, inna Allah ma'ana, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. So now we have three situations: mahol, environment of fear. And that fear, this environment of fear affects the heart also. So the heart also experiences fear. Environment of fear, but this environment does not affect the heart. And there is no environment of fear, but despite the environment of fear not being there, the heart is affected for some reason or other.
A person always thinks negative. Fear, 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 fear. Or sometimes a person does not even think negative. Fear is there. I fear. I'm scared. I don't feel at peace. Why? I don't know. I don't know. I just feel restless. This amn, environment of peace, environment of safety, is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the heart being affected by this environment, and the heart feeling peace, feeling safe, the heart finding itself in tranquility, that is another favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So two favors. So alhamdulillah, we live in a country where the environment of fear does not exist. It is safe during the day, it is safe during the night. When we wake up in the morning, we feel safe. When we go outside, we feel safe. When we think about going outside, we feel safe. When we want to go for shopping during the night, we feel safe. When we are sleeping at home, we feel safe. When we leave our children at home, we feel safe. That is one ni'mat. And the second ni'mat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us tranquility of the heart. Khawf is a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enters khawf and fear in a person's heart without environment of fear. There is no environment of fear. But there is fear in the heart. Fear for what reason? Don't know. Fear for what reason? Negative thoughts regarding future. And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enters the fear in a heart's person as a result of the environment of fear. Whatever the case may be, khawf is a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and amn, environment of safety, environment of peace, and itminan, tranquility of the heart and peace of mind, is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, mu'afan fi jasadihi. His body is well. From head to toe, he is in afiyat, he is okay, he is fine. There is no major illness. There is no disturbing pain. Either he is completely healthy, or he is sick, but with that sickness he is able to manage everything. He is either completely healthy, or he is sick, but he is able to manage. That is also an afiyat, safety. A sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu heard a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam mentioned a great virtue for a person who experiences fever, bukhar, humma. So the sahabi radiyallahu anhu turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he supplicated. He said, "Oh Allah, grant me continuous fever." But the extent of that fever should be in such a way that I am able to carry out my daily chores without any difficulty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him that fear, that fever. So he remained in fever throughout his life. So he was acquiring the virtues that were mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for being in fever. But at the same time, the fever was such that he was able to carry out all his duties daily. So when a person wakes up in the morning and he's healthy, alhamdulillah, and if a person wakes up in the morning with little sickness, he's a little headache, but he's able to do everything, that is also afiyah, that is also safety, because there are no hurdles. And this little sickness that he is experiencing, inshallah, it will bring him great reward in the hereafter. So health is also a great ne'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amn and itminan, a great ne'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Health, a great ne'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we experience fever, if we experience cold, if we experience fever, if we experience a little headache, then contemplate. Headache, contemplate. My eyes are healthy, my ears are healthy, my nose is healthy, my tongue is healthy, my teeth are healthy, my lips are healthy. Everything is healthy, it's only a little headache. Such great ne'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we are misled by shaitan into thinking that I am very poor, I can't even afford a good car, I can't even afford my own home, I am living in a rented accommodation. Comfort yourself. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me health. If a person wants to buy a home, purchase a home, he requires 100,000 pounds, 200,000 pounds, half a million pounds. But if my health is taken away by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, millions, billions, trillions will not be able to buy that health. So the person who was able to purchase a home has purchased something very cheap. Allah has granted him something very cheap. But Allah has granted me something very precious that nothing can buy in this world. Health. So when we wake up in the morning, our first condition is that alhamdulillah, we have amn and itminan. When we wake up in the morning, number two, alhamdulillah, health is there. Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gave us life again after death. Because when a person goes to sleep, he is just like a dead person. Allah revived me again. Allah woke me up again. I could have departed from this world in sleep. And healthy. And condition number three, indahu qutu yawmihi. He has enough provision for that day. He has enough for breakfast, enough for lunch, enough for tea, and enough for supper. Or, he has enough for lunch and supper. Because breakfast is not important, tea is not important, two meals are important. A person has two meals during the day. He has enough to survive. So even one meal is enough. So health is a great ne'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amn and itminan, safety and peace, a great ne'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And rizq, a great ne'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hunger, if without sabr, is punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear, or environment of fear, if without sabr, punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sickness and illness, if without sabr, punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
calamity that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it is with sabr, then it is a means of our sins being forgiven. Sabr. Sabr. Oh Allah, remove this illness of mine. But I am happy with your decision. But I am weak. Please remove it. Oh Allah, this environment of fear. Fear of the heart. No security, no peace, no safety. Oh Allah, remove this condition. But I am happy. If it is decreed, I am happy. Whatever you desire. Oh Allah, I am hungry. Huh? I am hungry. Give me food. Feed me. But if this is what you have decreed for me, I am happy. Sabr. A person asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove that difficult condition, and he tries to remove that difficult condition remaining within the limits of Sharia. He uses all the resources, but mentally he accepts that even after my trying, even after my praying, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes that I remain in this condition, alhamdulillah, sabr. So when a person is struck with calamity, with something that he dislikes, if Allah grants him the tawfiq to exercise sabr, this is a sign that Allah is forgiving his sins. And Allah will only forgive the sins of a person if he likes him. So this is a sign that Allah loves him. And if a person is struck with calamity and he exercises shukr, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. I am only suffering from flu and cold. There are so many people who are suffering from cancer. Oh Allah, I am grateful to you. I am so sinful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should destroy me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should inflict cancer upon me. But no, he is not doing this. Alhamdulillah. Only fever. So if a person, when afflicted with calamity, finds himself being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a sign that he is not a sinful person, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is elevating his status through this difficulty. And if a person does not find himself in either of these two categories, then the difficulty is the punishment. So hunger with sabr and shukr, hunger with sabr and shukr is ni'mat, and hunger without sabr and shukr is punishment. Fear with sabr and shukr is ni'mat. Fear without sabr and shukr is punishment. And illness with sabr and shukr is ni'mat. Illness without sabr and shukr is punishment. These three are great ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find ourselves in these three ni'mats daily. Man asbaha minkum aminan fi sirbihi. Alhamdulillah, 24 hours. Amn. No khawf. Mu'afan fi jasadihi. Healthy. Little bit here and there. Indahu quutu yawmihi. We have sufficient to feed us for years, for weeks, for months, for years. So much that this worry never enters our minds that what if I stay hungry? What if I don't have enough to feed myself? That worry doesn't occur. So full health is there. Full safety is there. And rizq is there in abundance. So what does the hadith say? Hadith say that the day you wake up in the morning, you are safe. So you are safe for 24 hours. You are safe. You find yourself in safety. What will happen in the future only Allah knows. But you feel that alhamdulillah, today I am safe. Everything is okay. You wake up in the morning and you find yourself healthy. Only that day. And number three, you have enough, you have provision enough for that day only. Only for 24 hours. See, if Allah grants you these three ni'mat for 24 hours only, or even less than 24 hours, what does the hadith say? فَكَأَنَّمَا حِيزَتْ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا. It is as if this person has been given the whole world. It is as if this person has been given the whole world. The whole world belongs to him. Why? If the whole world belonged to us, what would we do with that world? We would have wanted peace of mind, tranquility of the heart. When a person engages in luxuries, in enjoyments, what does he want from that enjoyment, from those luxuries? Peace of mind, tranquility of the heart. What would a person want if he owned the whole world? Good health. What would a person want if he owned the whole world? Enough to sustain him, food. So that person who owns the whole world, and this person who has been granted safety, peace of mind, tranquility of the heart, good health, and enough to eat, they are both same. The wealthy person eats what we eat, and we eat what the wealthy person eats. The millionaire and an individual from the working class, they both eat the same chicken. Same type of chicken. They both eat the same type of meat. And when making bread or chapati, they use the same flour. Their sleep is same. If they are both healthy, then their health is same. It's not that a rich person can buy better health and a poor person cannot buy better health. A rich person can buy better comfort. Yes, he can buy better resources of comfort. But as far as comfort is concerned, comfort comes direct from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Resources of peace. But peace comes direct from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can grant comfort and peace without resources. So it's a possibility that a person may have so many resources of comfort and peace, but he may not have comfort and peace. And another person may not have any resource or of comfort or any resource of peace, but his heart is full of peace and his body is full of comfort. You find so many people sleeping on the carpet without pillow, without any bedding, and they sleep for 8 hours, and it's difficult to wake them up. And you find people in expensive homes, expensive bungalows with expensive beds, they can't sleep throughout the night. So the main thing is comfort. The main thing is peace of mind. Main thing is tranquility of the heart. So if a person owns the whole world, but he is in a state of fear. I know a very wealthy person. And for the last approximately 15 years, whenever he meets me, whenever I meet him, he always breaks down in tears. So I say to him, what's the problem? And he says, I fear a lot. There is a lot of fear in my heart. And I've been asking him for 15 years, what is the cause of that fear? He says, I don't know. I said, your wife? No. Children? No. I don't know what is the cause of fear. I just have fear. I can't sleep. I can't eat properly. Very wealthy person. But the people who do not know what is his inner condition, envy him, that, oh, what a comfortable person. But he has no comfort whatsoever, no peace of mind, no tranquility of heart. See, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not grant us the resources of comfort, the resources of safety, the resources of peace, but He grants us comfort, He grants us peace, and He grants us safety, He grants us security, we have the whole world. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here in this hadith says that when one amongst you wakes up in the morning, he enters the morning and his condition is that he is amin, he is safe. And fi sirbihi, fi nafsihi. And he finds that the effect of that safe environment in his heart as well, he feels comfortable inside as well. وَمُعَافًا فِي جَسَدِهِ. And he is fit and healthy. وَإِنْدَهُ قُوتُ يَوْمِهِ. And he has enough to sustain him during the day. فَكَأَنَّمَا حِيزَتْ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا. Then it is as if he has been granted the whole world. The whole world has been accumulated for him. So if we look at our condition, do we not find ourselves in the same category? And do we not find ourselves every day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accumulated the whole world for us? If that is the case, then there are two things we need to do. Number one, be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us the whole world. We have the whole world, alhamdulillah. Because every day we wake up, we find ourselves in safety, in peace, in tranquility. Every day we wake up, we find ourselves fit and healthy. And every day we wake up in the morning, we have enough to sustain us, more than enough to sustain us. So we should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number two, now that we know that alhamdulillah daily we have the whole world, we should worry about the hereafter and strive more for the hereafter. There are only two places, dunya and akhirat. So we have the dunya, alhamdulillah, according to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith. So we have the dunya, now we have to secure akhirat and strive for the akhirat. And the way we will be able to strive for the akhirah is being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the dunya He has given us. So whatever dunya He has given us, we use that dunya in order to acquire His pleasure. The time that He has granted us, the health that He has granted us, the wealth that He has granted us, the intelligence that He has granted us, the ilm that He has granted us, the use that He has granted us. Children, wife, husband, parents. Whatever Allah has granted us. Let us utilize each and every ni'mat in acquiring His pleasure. So dunya we have, it is the akhirah that we don't have. Let us go with this in mind. Dunya alhamdulillah we have. More than enough. It is the akhirah we don't have. And we need to strive for that akhirah. And we need to strive for the akhirah throughout the year. But Rajab, Sha'ban, Ramadan, these months are much more important. They are full of barakat. And these months are coming. So let us utilize these 3 months, the whole year and the whole life, to secure our akhirah. To become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To become included amongst those who will be resurrected with the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada and the Salihin, and who will be granted entry into Jannah in the company of the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the shuhada and the salihin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me from amongst this group, make all of you from amongst this group, and make all those associated to us from this group, and make the whole ummah from this group. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا. اللهم اجعلنا من خدام دينك وأشاق حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين وأن تغفر لنا وترحمنا. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وعملا مقبولا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم أذهب الباس رب الناس اشف أنت الشافي. لا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما ولا مرضا. اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تهتك عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولأهلنا ولمحبينا ولمحسنينا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.